Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here, coming at you with another very special bonus episode just for you. Yeah, you. We know how excited you are for Season 5 of the Story Pirates podcast, and we are working harder than a pig in a jewelry factory to bring it back as soon as possible. In the meantime, sit back, relax, grab a cheese plate, and enjoy today's Deep Cuts. Right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts, where we celebrate our favorite and weirdest stories from the Story Pirates archives. And today's Deep Cuts episode is all about cheese. Of all the foods in all the world, I think it's safe to say that we get the most stories about cheese. Why do you think that is? Is it because cheese is delicious and sometimes gross? Or that it's made in a very surprising way? Or that it's stinky sometimes? Or maybe it's just because the word cheese is funny. Maybe it's all of those reasons. Regardless, stories about cheese are pretty great. And this episode is a testament to that fact. First up is a story from season 1, and it's called George's Cheese. One reason that I like this story is because there is a very fun casting choice. That means it has to do with which actors are playing which roles in the story. Of course, the main role of the pig's owner is played by Peter, but what I think is really interesting is that the actor who's playing the boss of Peter's character, the owner of the jewelry factory, that actor is the same actor who plays another part in the story. The role of the... well, let's see if you can guess. Take a listen to the story, and afterwards, I'll tell you the answer, and you can see if you guessed right. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Micah. I'm in the 5th grade, and I'm from Virginia. And this is my story. It's called George's Cheese.
Quitting time. Another job well done here at the jewelry factory.
George Hula, get into my office.
Sure thing, boss. I just gotta grab my pet pig.
No, George, not the...
Hey, Pinky, into boss's office. What's up?
Well, George, frankly, there have been some complaints.
Complaints? About my jewelry? I find that hard to believe, sir.
No, George, your work is impeccable. It's more about... other things.
Are you stressed because the factory is in financial trouble?
No. Well, yes, but that's not
why. Are you worried because people have been saying that our jewelry designs are too drab and outdated?
George, will you stop and let me—
Is it because people are questioning your leadership skills? Because I just read a great book that maybe
you should— No, George! No, it's none of those things. It's you.
Me? What could anyone have against me?
Well, for one, you bring an easily startled pig to work every day.
I see. I'll have a little talk with Pinky when we get home. He'll be on his best behavior tomorrow. Now, if there's anything else...
There is.
What's that?
You stink.
I see. Well, there's a reasonable explanation for that. It's because I have a piece of cheese in my pocket at all hours of the day.
Oh, well, that explains... Wait, what? George!
Boss, now calm down. You're going to startle Pinky.
I don't care!
Calm down, Pinky. Pinky!
No, not my trophies, Pinky, no!
Oh, come on, I got you. Oh, you got away. It's a slippery pig. Oh.
Not my jars full of cream.
Oh, why are all those cream jars around? Now they're broken. Oh, Pinky, calm down! Gotcha! Pinky, calm down.
George, that's it. If you bring that pig or that stinky cheese back to work tomorrow, you are fired.
Now, boss, you're overreacting. Maybe if I
good
just...
Good day.
You just slammed the door while I was still in your office.
I said good day.
All right, come on, Pinky. Let's go home. Ah, home. Don't worry, Pinky. Even though you can't come with me to work anymore, we can still have fun at home, right? That's the spirit. Now let's do what we always do when we need cheering up. That's right. Look at my lucky cheese. I'll just reach into my pocket and... Land sakes! I seem to have lost my cheese! What do I do? Think about the last time I saw it? Pinky, I don't have time for that. Retrace my steps? Pinky, I drove home from work. I barely took any steps. Recall the cheese's backstory? Specifically where it came from and why it's so important that I insist on keeping it in my pocket at all hours of the day? That seems like a waste of time considering we both know that story so well. I know what I'll do. Pinky, use your keen sense of smell to sniff out the cheese and then, when you find it, wait for me. Because, Pinky, I don't trust you to carry the cheese in your mouth. How will I find you? I'll tape these two bottles of paint to your back. Puncture two holes in them so they create a trail of paint behind you. This way, I can start following the trail whenever I feel like it. Now, go, Pinky. Find my cheese. This is definitely a good idea.
Meanwhile, in town...
Good evening to you, hot dog vendor.
And a very good evening to you, wedding dress salesman.
I must say, your hot dogs smell particularly delicious tonight.
May I say, your wedding dresses are looking especially spotless.
Why, yes, you may.
Say, do you see that strange figure on the horizon rapidly approaching?
Is that a pig?
Why, yes, I think it is!
And is it spewing a trail of paint?
I believe that is the case.
And is it heading straight towards us with no sign of slowing down?
Correct again, my friend. Pig, you're making a mess!
You're getting paint everywhere!
My hot dog!
My dress!
The whole town!
Meanwhile, back at the jewelry factory.
Time to close up the old jewelry factory for the day. Don't worry, factory. I know times are tough, but we'll find a way to attract customers again. Somehow, some way. What in the world? Is that a pig heading right this way? That's funny. What are the chances of seeing two pigs in one day? Hey, pig! You coming to get a necklace, or are you just...
No! It's you again! Oh, you're making a painting mess on the floor! Stop it! Stop it!
Oh, he messed up the factory! There's paint everywhere! Oh, I'm so mad! I'm going to follow his paint trail and find whoever sent him!
Hiya, boss!
George, did you send a pig inside the factory to make a mess?
Pinky made a mess in the factory?
Yes!
Do you know what this means?
That I've had it up to here with you and
no, that- it means that my cheese must be in the factory!
Huh?
Follow me!
What? No! George, come back here! George, this is the last straw! You are-
Boss, look! It's Pinky, and he's standing by my cheese! Oh, Pinky, you found it! You deserve a hug!
George, I need you to stop.
And
so
you get
I can...
a hug too, boss.
No, I don't want...
I have my cheese back. Now I am happy.
Well, I'm not happy.
Us too.
Huh? Who are you all?
It's us.
The entire town!
That pig made a mess of the whole town!
Oh, geez, I'm sorry, everyone. You see, I needed Pinky here to make this paint trail so he can help me find my lucky cheese. I think we can all agree that it was definitely a good idea.
George, this is the worst idea ever! There's paint everywhere! All over me, all over my office, and all over the jewelry! I'm ruined! George Hula, you are fine!
Everyone, look!
What?
The jewelry!
We know, it's covered in paint and ruined.
No, it's beautiful.
Huh?
Everyone, look at this colorful painted jewelry.
Wow.
Say, how much for the colorful jewelry?
Oh, that's not for...
I'll give you money.
I'll give you more money.
But I'll give you the most money.
Okay, one at a time. All right, well, I'm not sure. Could you all just settle down? You see, I... George, what do I do?
Leave it to me, boss. I've got an idea.
2 weeks later.
Hello, and welcome to the news. Penicillin, Velcro, the selfie. Like so many of mankind's greatest accomplishments, these milestones weren't the result of careful hypotheses, but rather of happy accidents. Such is the case for this small town and their now world-famous jewelry factory. Boss, tell us, how does it feel to be an accidental visionary?
I tell ya, I couldn't have done it without the help of my stinkiest employee, George Hula.
And I couldn't have done it without my pet pig, Pinky.
I've heard a lot about this pig. Is he really so easily startled?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Okay, I'm a journalist, and this is investigative journalism here. Okay, excuse me, Mr. Pig. Is it true that you are easily...
Pinky! Go easy on her, Pinky!
George, my boy, I must be insane letting that thing run free in the factory.
Oh, boss, you and I both know that
this is definitely a good idea.
The end!
Did you guess it? Okay, I'll tell you. The actor who plays the owner of the jewelry factory is the same actor that plays the pig! Can you believe it? Did you get it right? The actor's name is Nick Canellis, and Nick is such a good voice actor. I honestly do not understand how Nick does the pig noises so convincingly. To me, it sounds like a real pig. But no, it's Nick. The part I really love is when he's squealing, making that pig squeal noise, like not just a snort, which is like, I can do a snort, right? But the squeal, I can't do that. Can you do that? Can you do a good pig squeal noise? If you can, I really need to hear that. So, you know, send me a recording or something. All right, enough about pigs. Let's get to our next
Deep Cut.
This next story comes from season 2, and it's one of my favorite kinds of stories, an origin story. An origin story is a story that tells you the backstory of a character, which means it's a story all about the things that happened in the past to make this character the person or sandwich or food that they are today. Take a listen and see if listening to this story gives you any ideas about a brand new origin story that you could tell about another character or a sandwich or food or whatever. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Sierra. I'm 10 years old and I live in Massachusetts. This is my story. It's called The Creation of Chicken Parm.
Hello and welcome back to Flavor Sports Center, your ultimate destination for competitive bean the most delicious food. I'm your host, Literal Broccoli. We all know that the biggest flavor competition of the year is just around the corner. And here in the studio is the reigning champion and long-loved dish, chicken.
Thanks, broccoli. It's great to be here.
Chicken, how is it you've managed to remain everyone's favorite entree for so long?
Oh, what can I say? I taste delicious.
Chicken, looking at the rest of the field, are there any competitors that you think could give you a run for your drumsticks?
Who? Meatloaf? Hummus? Don't make me laugh.
Point taken. You know, when I first... Wait.
What's this?
I've just received word that a new dish that no one has ever heard of has come along and entered the flavor competition. We now go to our banana in the field. Banana. Banana.
Banana here. I'm here at Food Tasting Stadium with a new food that everyone is raving about. Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza, tell us what makes you so exciting.
Well, I think people are excited about all my flavors. I'm a great team player, too. Pretty much everything tastes good on a pizza. Maybe not bananas, though.
Good news for me. So, do you think that'll be enough to take the crown?
Well, I think the judges will see that pizza has universal appeal.
I can relate. I also have appeal. You get it? Appeal? Because I'm a banana?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay, great. Back to you, Broccoli.
Wow, a multi-flavored food. Chicken, tell us, do you feel jealous?
Jealous? Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I'm not jealous. I have to go.
Wow, things just got interesting. We'll be right back. After the break, we've got bobsledding for apples and later, water pollo. Don't touch that dial.
Chicken, what are you going to do? This pizza apparently has so many flavors. Oh, in my day, everyone was one flavor, and that was that. Chicken, listen to yourself. You sound like expired food. Oh, if I'm going to be a winner-winner chicken dinner, I gotta get out there and find a new flavor that'll blow the judges' spikes off their pineapple bodies. Well, let me just grab my chicken liver sleeping bag, my chicken leg shampoo, and in case it gets cold out, this oven. Here I go to find a new flavor. Okay, so far I gotta say this journey is going great. I feel like nothing can stand in my way. Ah! I almost walked right into this river. How am I going to get across?
Well, I could help you get across.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a tuna. Fish salad.
Nice to meet you, but I don't need anyone's help. Everyone knows that chicken is perfect on its own. I'll just use this oven as a boat and my chicken leg shampoo to paddle across the river.
Well, I don't know if an oven as a boat is a great idea.
Here I go! No, no! The oven is too heavy! I'm sinking!
I've got ya!
Wow, you saved me.
Well, I tried to warn you.
Boy, do I have egg on my face.
Actually, yeah, you do. Egg, get off of chicken's face!
Sorry, I was swimming. Ha-ho!
Tuna fish salad, thanks for teaching me a lesson in humility. I definitely needed it. To say thank you, here is my chicken shampoo.
Oh, thanks, chicken.
Well, I better be off. Fry well, tuna. It's almost nighttime. I'm going to sleep under the stars in my chicken liver sleeping bag. To bed! Ah, I'm sure I'll find a new flavor tomorrow. But now it's time to sleep.
Oh, I wonder what I'll dream about.
Well, hey there, chicken.
Who are you?
Oh, nobody. Just someone you dreamed up to articulate your fears and desires in a weird dream mixed up kind of way.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Just listen to this.
Well, the flavor competition is coming up, and you win it every year. So why you acting nervous? Do you really think the pizza is something you should fear? Oh, don't be such a chicken, just be yourself, chicken. Don't just be a chicken, be a very good chicken. Oh yeah.
Tastes good.
Oh yeah.
Tastes good.
Oh yeah.
Tastes good.
Oh yeah. Don't forget to taste good, but not in the same way that you have tasted good. It's gotta be a new kind of good, so that you're better than pizza, whom people like to taste of very much.
Tastes good.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Oh, pizza's good.
Pizza's good.
Pizza's good.
Pizza's very, very good.
Pizza, 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 pizza's gonna win the competition.
Wake up! Oh my gosh! What a terrible dream! Ugh, it's tomorrow! I've gotta get to the competition! Ah, a busy street! I better be careful. I don't want to get hit by one of these dirt trucks.
Oh, you got that right.
Parmesan cheese.
That's me.
What happened? It looks like you got hit by a dirt truck and sliced into 18 million pieces.
Wow, that's exactly what happened.
Are you okay?
Honestly, I've been better. I could really use some help.
But I've got to get to the flavor competition.
That sounds important. Oh, well, I guess you have to leave me here in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Wait a minute. No, I can't just leave you here. If tuna fish salad can go out of its way to help me, then I can put my ego aside and help this sliced cheese.
That sounds like you just learned an important life lesson.
Parmesan, jump on my back. I'm taking you with me.
Oh, wow. How dramatic.
To the flavor competition.
Welcome back to the flavor competition. I'm Broccoli, and with me, as always, is Banana. Banana?
Broccoli, this competition so far has been one for the ages. The reigning champion, Chicken, has thus far been a no-show.
But no one's really thinking about that because everyone has their eyes on pizza, the multi-flavored food that's come out of nowhere to take the flavor sports world by storm.
Speaking of pizza, we go now to the judges' table as pizza presents itself for tasting.
Pineapple judges, I've prepared for you, me, pizza. I think you'll really enjoy me.
We'll be the judge of that. Pineapples. Well, I think we've tasted enough. Ladies and gentlemen, unless another food arrives at the last minute in dramatic fashion, I declare the winner of this year's flavor competition to be...
Wait, I'm here. Banana, just in the nick of time, it looks like Chicken has arrived. And he's, what's this? Covered in 18 million pieces of Parmesan cheese.
Pineapple judges, I've prepared for you an entirely new entree made with me, Chicken, and my new friend, Parmesan.
Boy, I am having a day.
I call it Chicken Parmesan, or Parm for short.
Okay, dig in, pineapples. Wow.
Memorable.
Amazing. Everyone, we have decided the winner. The flavor champion is... Chicken Parm!
We love you, Chicken!
Thanks, everyone. Parmesan, I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you're welcome, Chicken. And hey, I'm no chef, but maybe add some tomato sauce?
Whoa, stay in your lane, Parm. You're getting dangerously close to describing me a pizza.
Mmm, pizza!
The end.
And now you know the origin story of Chicken Parm. Delicious. So, what other kinds of origin stories could you write? I think a fun way to think about it is start by choosing something or someone or a sandwich that everyone already really knows well, like Chicken Parm, right? People know that food. And then tell the unexpected backstory of how that character got the way they are today. Why don't you think about a character you'd like to write an origin story for while we share these quick words for the grown-ups?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Welcome back. Let's get to today's final
Deep Cuts.
This story goes way, 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 way back to the early years. It's called The Cook Who Lost His Talent. And in this story, cheese plays a supporting role, but a very important one. You could even say that the cheese saves the day. So here it is from second grader Lena, The Cook Who Lost His Talent.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Oh, honey, thank you. I can't believe you got reservations to the fanciest restaurant in town.
And the fanciest table.
What's so fancy about it?
Because I, your cook, will wait on you personally. Thank you.
We've heard that you are so talented.
Thank you. You're right. That's how I came up with the name of the restaurant. Talented.
Great story.
Thank you. Now, may I tell you the specials for this evening?
Please.
All right, buckle up. No, I'm serious. There's seatbelts on the chairs.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Excellent. Now then, this evening we have a saffron-infused tap water served over bulgur chaff and local honey.
Ooh!
Aged Gruyere cheese with pan-seared pea shoots and olive hats.
Ah!
And of course, our house specialty, the Schorngone burger.
Oh! Wait, what?
I'm sorry, but I don't know if I've ever heard of a Schorngone burger.
What's in it?
How did we name it the Schorngone burger, you ask?
That's not quite right.
Well, it's a long, interesting story, and one I'll tell you right now. I remember it well. I had just finished training my new head waiter, Pierre. Yes, that's what I was doing. And that's how you wash your hands. All right, that wraps up training. Ready to wait your first table?
But of course.
Great, because I see someone sitting down. Why don't you go into the dining room and greet our guest?
Leave him to me, commandant.
Good luck.
Monsieur customer, welcome to Talented. May I present our menu entre vous?
Ah, no thank you. I already know what I want.
Ah, of course, sir.
Just a swooping swallow burger, please.
Pardon, mon air?
A swooping swallow burger, medium rare.
Yes, very good, sir.
Well, Pierre, what's the first order of the day?
Well, the customer ordered... off menu.
Pierre, I am so good at stuff that I know most of the foods in the world. Remember the name of the restaurant? I do. It's Talented.
Very good, sir. Then I need one shopping swallow burger for the customer.
Good. One, what?
Shopping swallow burger, medium rare.
No, that can't be right. I'm going out there myself. Hello, sir.
Say, aren't you the cook here? You're talented.
Thank you. This is going to sound crazy, but my new waiter thinks you just ordered a shooping swallow burger.
That's right, uh-huh.
Oh, well, what is that exactly?
Oh, that's a joke, right?
Yes, good one, huh?
It's actually sort of confusing. But hey, I like to laugh.
Okay, I'm going back to work.
Great.
Oh no, what am I going to do? I have to make him something. Attention staff, I'm going into my secret thinking place that I don't use very often to figure out what to do. Now, let's see here. I could make him this. No, that won't work. How about... no, that won't work either. Wait a minute. Aha! Got it!
Did you figure it out, Cook?
No. Pierre, I'm just going to make him a regular cheeseburger. He won't go hungry, but I failed in knowing every food in the world. I'm a sham! A beaten man, Pierre! A cook who lost his talent! I'll have to change the name of the restaurant to Not Very Talented!
Or Untalented.
Well, that's just mean.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. There, food's done. Don't worry, Pierre. I'll face the customer myself.
Ah, wonderful! My dinner!
Yes, sir. And let me just say how sorry...
Wow! Look at this! Well done!
Wait, that's a swooping swallow burger?
Yeah, and a regular burger is a Schorngone burger. Talented you are!
Wait, why are you like that?
Oh, I just talk weird!
Pierre, put down the trombone.
Pardon, monsieur.
Thank you. And that's how the Schorngone burger got its name.
Great story!
And I love how you acted it out with puppets.
Thank you.
Well, I think I will order...
I'm sorry, sir. The restaurant's now closed. I should probably tell shorter stories. Pierre!
Pardon!
The end!
It was a cheeseburger the whole time! Just think, if that chef hadn't put cheese on the burger before bringing it out, the customer would have been livid. Once again, cheese for the win. That's it for today's episode. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a brand new origin story from your imagination. First, pick something or someone that most people know about, you know, like the author of The Creation of Chicken Parm did. You could pick a character from a fairy tale that you know, or another kind of food, or even an animal. Then, make sure to tell us all of the funny and unexpected events that led your character to be the way they are today. As usual, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. And don't forget, we read and respond to every story we get. Until next time, stay creative and stay kind. Bye!